It's market season, and the Bradford Farmers Market is back for another year starting this Saturday, May 20. The market runs from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Saturday until October 7 at the Bradford West Gwillimbury Public Library. I love going to the market. What better way to support local than by buying from local growers and makers? In our fast-paced society, taking a moment to appreciate the simple pleasure of procuring fresh, locally grown food and goods can be truly soothing for the soul. I plan to visit each week to get as much local produce as possible to create fresh, healthy meals at home. Recently, I had the opportunity to chat with Alexa Paulos, the market manager, who is thrilled about the upcoming season. Supporting local businesses and fostering community spirit are deeply important to her. "It means a lot to me to support the community," she said. Paulos initially joined the market as a vendor in 2021, when she operated her own pastry business. Last year, she took over the role of market manager from Laura Vree, a renowned cookie baker, who had been managing the market since 2011. Paulos has found the experience to be tremendously rewarding and is eagerly looking forward to welcoming both new and returning market goers for the market's 16th season this Saturday. "I want to get everyone out to the market this year," she said. Paulos has a lineup of fun events planned throughout the season, including Pride Festival, Saturday, June 10, Strawberry Festival, Saturday, July 1, Peach Festival, Saturday, August 12, Family Festival, Saturday, September 16, Harvest Festival, Saturday, October 7. Market goers can anticipate the return of beloved vendors such as Spring Farms, Speziali Fine Foods, Cute, In Creepy Creations, and Eft Farms. Additionally, there will be several new and enticing vendors this season, including Rosie Crafts, Fatima's Samosas, and Daphne Herbals, just to name a few. "I'm particularly excited to try the wood-fired pizza from new vendor Rusty Q Artisan Wood-Fired Pizza. Yum!" To kick off the season, the first 50 customers this week will receive a complimentary seedling to take home, courtesy of Spring Farms. Local artisans and makers will also have an opportunity to promote and sell their works with special artisan fair days throughout the season. No visit to the market would be complete without the vibrant performances of our beloved musical artists, including Bradford's very own Russ Clayton. This Saturday, we'll be graced by a talented singer-songwriter and producer from Barrie, Jesse Gosling. While you're visiting, don't forget to stop by the library booth. Our dedicated team will provide you with essential information on upcoming programs and events, along with enticing featured book lists. Plus, we have some toys available for the little ones to enjoy. Throughout the season, the Friends of the Library will also be hosting a few pop-up book sales, so make sure to stop by to replenish your summer reading stock. Join us as we embrace the opening of the Bradford Farmers Market, a true staple in the community. To check out a list of all the vendors and events happening at the market this season, visit www.bradfordfarmersmarket.ca. Till next week, happy reading and shopping. Natasha Philpott is the Marketing and Communications Coordinator at the Bradford West Gwillimbury Public Library. You can contact her at nphilpott@bradford.library.on.ca.